Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, April 22nd. Fleet Karma, the EV management company, today published data based on a new study of 3,900 electric vehicles. The Tesla Model 3 represented nearly half of all EV sales in the U.S. for 2019, and that shifted the entire market to long-range EVs, resulting in electric cars charging faster and driving further. In its new report called Growing Pains, Fleet Karma explains, quote, "The long-range BEV has increased in proportion to new electric vehicle sales from 14% in 2014 to 66% in 2019 in the United States." Now, this report also outlined that drivers are charging less frequently, and charging is occurring more so in the middle of the night. While Tesla's Cybertruck production version will be smaller than the prototype, which was unveiled last year, CEO Elon Musk assures potential buyers that it will retain most of its large cabin space. Musk has confirmed that despite reducing the overall size of the Cybertruck by 3%, it would only affect the size of the cabin by about 1.5%. Tesla has been aiming to start production of the Cybertruck in late 2021, and we are expected to learn more about the changes in the prototype versus the production version as we approach the new year. Tesla's head of AI, Andre Karpathy, released a bunch of new data about Autopilot and its features in a new presentation. It was held at the end of February, but the video presentation was just released. In it, Karpathy also shared other interesting updates about Tesla's Navigate on Autopilot feature. Out of the 3 billion miles on Autopilot, 1 billion were driven using Navigate on Autopilot, which is able to pass slower cars and take off-ramp exits by changing lanes. Also, Tesla registered 1.2 million smart summon sessions since launching the feature last year. In the presentation, Karpathy also released a few impressive videos of the autopilot-powered emergency braking feature, helping to avoid running over inattentive pedestrians. In the three video examples, you can see pedestrians emerging from the sides out of the field of view, and the Tesla's vehicle braking just in time. In the presentation, Karpathy said, quote, "We see a lot of these, tens to hundreds of these per day, where we are actually avoiding a collision and not all of them are a true positive, but a good fraction of them are." Nikola Motors' lawsuit over the Tesla semi-design lawsuit is moving forward after Nikola's patents have been upheld. Nikola alleged that Tesla's electric truck design infringed on its existing patents, specifically a series of three patents that Nikola recently obtained for the design of a new feature of their Nikola One truck, which was unveiled in 2016, a year before Tesla unveiled its own electric semi-truck. Tesla petitioned the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to invalidate Nikola's patents since their ideas were not novel and existed before. But now, Nikola Motors CEO Trevor Milton announced, quote, "Tesla loses bid to invalidate Nikola Motors' patents in USPTO dispute. USPTO not only upheld Nikola semi-truck important patents, but refused Tesla's ask to modify our patents. $2 billion lawsuit moving forward. We will defend our company's IP, no matter who it is." And in Electrek's take, the three specific design aspects that they claim Tesla stole are a mid-entry door, a wrap windshield, and the shape of the body, which has been around for decades, way before Nikola Motors existed. Daimler's Mercedes-Benz is killing its program to develop passenger cars powered by hydrogen fuel cells. The company has been working on fuel cell vehicles for more than 30 years, and in the end, the company conceded that building hydrogen cars was too costly, about double the expense of an equivalent battery electric vehicle. Mercedes-Benz will wind down production of the GLC F cell, its only current fuel cell model. The GLF cell was developed in a 2013 collaboration with Ford and Nissan. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, today Earth Day is now 50 years old. It was founded on April 22nd in 1970 by a then 25-year-old graduate student, Dennis Hayes. Just ahead of the 50th anniversary, the Earth Day Network published a Q&A with Dennis Hayes. In a brief expert, he said, quote, "The really big question is not so much how we're going to protect the victories of the past, since they are hugely popular and very cost-effective. It's how we move into global issues, which we've been notoriously unsuccessful in figuring out ways to address." Just days after Austria shut down its last coal power plant, Sweden has followed suit with the closure of the Stockholm Exergi AB's Vartaverket plant 2 years ahead of schedule. According to Europe's Beyond Coal, 6 more countries are expected to follow suit by 2025 or earlier, including France, Slovakia, Portugal, the UK, Ireland, and Italy. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike commentary video was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time on reasons to change from your car to an electric bike. Reasons include: reduce energy consumption, save time on your commute, save money, get healthier, extra convenience and accessibility, charging solar, reducing traffic, avoiding license, insurance, and registration, my personal favorite, and finally, they're a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.